I went through all my schooling in at Worthington. In the first grade, we didn't have kindergarten then, first grade through 12th. We were one of the first classes in the new high school. It's been changed quite a bit since then, of course. At that time, all of the ninth grade was in what is now the annex. And I think that was ninth grade that I spent there. I spent the first 8 years right here at what is now the, what do we call this building? Kilburn? That was the first 8 grades. One of the things I really remember about that period of time was there was always a Halloween festival in Worthington. And we had a Halloween queen that was selected from the senior class at high school. I don't know when that program stopped, but at that time they'd block off High Street. They had parades, they had street dance, just a big celebration of Halloween. And at that time we still had a water tower. And of course, everybody in the high school age group wanted to paint the water tower, put something, some new message on it. And one time the kids were ready to go up there to put this message on, and somebody else had already put a message on there, and it turned out to be that the chief of police had hired somebody to go up and put the message on, hoping to keep the kids off the water tower. This is back, oh, I don't know, Beat Westerville or something like that. This is back in the, you know, the early 50s.
And where was that water tower located?
It was, behind the banks, I guess. They're on the east side of High Street, back behind what's now the Village Cupboard in that area. Worthington had its own water system. There were wells down near the river, and they pumped into the water tower, and that supplied the pressure. And that was shortly thereafter, in about the late 50s, and Worthington tied in with the Columbus water system, and the water tower and the wells weren't used anymore, and they were torn down. Although I think one well was kept to water for the school purposes, field purposes. I remember when Evening Street was on west of Granville Road, was the last street in Worthington. The old Kilburn Village area was a farm field. I think that area was developed sometime in the early 50s. Worthington was really a small community apart from Columbus. Delaware was a long ways away. New Albany was a long ways away. Downtown Columbus was a long ways away. People just didn't travel.
No,